Closing your eyes, dropping into your heart. You can visualize the color green as you take nice deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Breathing in to the left side, the receptive side of the heart. As you receive the breath, now breathing in to the right side, the expansive side of the heart, as you feel the heart expand across the chest. Now breathing in to the bottom of the heart, into the depths of your compassion, as you expand your capacity to hold deeper and deeper love. And breathing into the top of the heart as you push that heart energy of unconditional love into the mind, and you flood the mind with thoughts of love and compassion. Breathing into the backside of the heart, as you push that love through the earth, deep down into the core, into Mother Nature, as we have gratitude and love for all she provides for us. And then breathing into the front of the heart as we send our love outwards towards others and up into the universe. And with each breath, you're allowing your body to release and relax, allowing it to get heavier and heavier, trusting that you're taken care of, and that you'll receive exactly what you need to, and exactly what you can handle in this healing. Setting an intention around heart chakra and around love. And today's healing will be around cultivating unconditional love, first for ourselves, and then being able to extend that love and compassion outwards towards others. So as you connect to this energy of unconditional love, creating that intention, it can be to open your heart, it can be to be more compassionate, it can be to connect and share your love. So it can be something that you want to bring in, or something that you want to let go of. So it can be to bring in a romantic relationship, or more connection with family and friends. It can be to let go of grief, of heaviness on the heart, to let go of judgment. It can be simply to let go of anything that's blocking your vibration of unconditional love and opening to receive a higher vibration. Setting that intention, you can bring your focus back into the heart space and just tune in and see if you can hear or feel your heart beating. And from this space of presence in the heart, we can start with the breath in through the mouth and out through the mouth. So two breaths in and one breath out. each breath. You can feel your heart expanding. You can feel the element of air. The heart chakra is connected to the element of air, so it's light and airy, it's expansive, it reaches outwards and upwards. And we're clearing any heaviness that is sitting on your heart. Any energy that is preventing you from connecting to and really feeling love. Two breaths in, one breath out. Breathing into the color green. We're going to start by dropping into gratitude. So this is the fastest way to connect to love, is to start putting our attention on what we are grateful for, what we already have. So begin to think about all the things that you're grateful for, and you can start to place them into your heart space. So with each breath, all through the mouth, you're collecting, identifying, and feeling all of the things that you're grateful for. Two breaths in, one breath out. And as you feel your heart starting to expand in gratitude, really connecting to that energy and sending that energy throughout every cell of the body. Begin to scan the body, continuing to breathe, starting at the toes, and just being in gratitude for every single body part. So starting at the toes and moving all the way up the body to the top of the head. Keep focusing on the body. Two breaths in, one breath out. And as you begin to bring gratitude to each part of the body, notice the energy and how it shifts, and how your awareness shifts as you move your attention in love from place to place. Keep breathing. And take another moment to focus on the body, giving love to any parts that you've had judgment around, that you've hated on your body, that you've not given love to. So this is your opportunity to heal any of that energy. If you have issues with your belly, you can breathe into it and send it love. Ask for forgiveness. Just learning to really and truly have gratitude and love for every single part of our body, for how it looks, how it feels, how it functions, the perfection of being in a body and having a body. Good. Don't forget to breathe. Two breaths in, One breath out. And then cultivating that unconditional love and compassion for ourselves and who we are. So we move from the body into our spirit. What do you love about yourself? Where are the areas where you've not shown yourself love? Are you willing to let that go and step into a space of love today, right now? What do you love about yourself? Really taking some time to be in gratitude for who you are, how you show up, and what you've been able to accomplish and create in this lifetime so far. Keep breathing. You are truly extraordinary. You are unique. You are amazing. There is nobody in the world that is quite like you. And this is your moment to really love and celebrate yourself. Keep breathing. Keep feeling into that green, airy energy of heart chakra. Breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out, as you shower yourself with unconditional love, letting go of judgment, self-hatred, and any other of those heavy energies that we put on ourselves, and you're connecting to compassion. Compassion is the highest form of love. And compassion is understanding that we are all doing the very best we can for where we are at. And when we learn to cultivate that compassion for ourselves, then we can hold that for others. So breathing into compassion, nice strong breaths. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. Keep breathing into unconditional love for self. Two breaths in, one breath out. When we truly have this unconditional love for ourselves, we can extend that outwards towards others. So starting to cultivate gratitude for the people in your life. That can be your family. That can be your partner. That can be your children. You can place one of them in your heart, or as many people in your heart, and you're breathing in to unconditional love and compassion, and really focusing on the gratitude you have for having them in your lives, for the ways that they show up, for all the wonderful things that they bring to you, for the connection, for the sharing. Keep breathing. And as you're breathing, you're holding that vibration of love and vibrating that love outwards. So if you are looking for a relationship or looking for love, you are holding that vibration to call in an energetic match. If you are in partnership, it's about holding the highest vibration of love that both you and your partner can step into and vibrate in. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. Checking in, just feeling into your energy and feeling, is there anything that is blocking you from love? Just see what comes to mind. You don't have to think about it, just whatever kind of pops in. It might be a vision, it might be a thought, it might be a feeling. And if there is something that needs to be cleared, you're setting the intention right now to remove that from your energy field, and you're breathing in to that intention. You're breathing into unconditional love. So this might bring tears. It might be tears of joy as you start to move closer and closer to a space of abundance and joy and laughter and lightness, where you might still be clearing heaviness, which can come across as tears of sadness. Everything is perfect. In this healing, you are moving closer and closer to love. You are releasing all the barriers that you've put up to love, to protect yourself, knowing that you are safe in love, you are protected in love. Keep breathing. And again, breathing into self-love. Only after we learn to give love to ourselves is it possible to truly love others. Unless we're fulfilled from within, then we always have expectations and disappointments from the love we receive from others. But if your heart is complete unto itself, then the love that you share with others is pure, and it has no expectations attached to it. And when we really tap into our own hearts and our own love, then the act of giving is actually what replenishes the love, and sharing becomes the reward. We come into the world as beings of love, and we build these patterns based on experiences to protect our hearts. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out. And as Rumi says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And in this healing, we are releasing those barriers. We are trusting, we are surrendering to love. And you are loving others just as they are, whether or not they love you back. because it's the love that comes from you rather than the love that comes to you that truly makes you happy. It is a quote by Don Miguel Ruiz. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out, knowing that the sensations you feel when you open your heart are yours. They come from you. So it may seem like there's someone or something on the other side that you're dependent on for those feelings, but ultimately they're yours and it's a choice. And you get to choose to be in love. At any given moment, you have a choice. How do you want to handle that? Do you want to choose love or do you want to choose fear? Do you want to choose love? Do you want to choose hatred? Two breaths in, two breaths out. Do you want to choose love or do you want to choose judgment? And when you choose love over judgment, you create a vital energy that nourishes your entire heart, your soul. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out. And just knowing that love, like knowledge, is such an amazing commodity. The more you give away, the more you actually have left. So choose to love generously, and it will come back to you tenfold. Keep breathing. Keep loving and being gentle with yourself and your heart. Feel the heart softening as you're surrendering into love, slowly letting go, allowing that energy of love to rush over the body as your heart begins to open. Keep breathing. How good does it feel to be enveloped in that energy of love, cultivating it on your own? Two breaths in, one breath out. And if you are still feeling the heaviness, that is also okay. You're clearing. You will start to feel that feeling of love in the next day or 2 days, or maybe it will take a little bit longer, but you have opened the heart in this healing and you are starting the process of falling back in love. Take about another minute or two of breath, so really giving it your all for the final clearing. Do not give up. Keep breathing. Keep going. Thank you. Last few breaths here. Keep it going and releasing, letting go of the breath. Placing your hands on your heart and just connecting to peace, connecting to compassion, connecting to unconditional love, and then placing a very small child version of yourself between the ages of 2 and 5 into your heart chakra, and asking if there's any love that little child didn't receive, any healing that little girl or boy might still need, and connecting to your higher self and sending that unconditional love and compassion into that small version of yourself. Taking another moment of gratitude for yourself, for showing up today, for doing the work, for having the bravery and courage to open your heart. So really just appreciating your strength and courage and commitment to being a vibration of love, to loving yourself, to loving others. Turning on to your side into fetal position if that feels good to you. And giving yourself a hug. And just feeling the love and strength of who you are. So feeding yourself with your own love, caring for yourself with your own compassion. And imagining there's a big smile on your heart. And moving that smile from your heart up to your face. And as you smile in gratitude, sending out any other love to anyone that you feel called to send love to, whether that's a partner, a stranger in need, the world, and feeling that strength and vibration that your love has to offer to others. Yourself a hug and a squeeze of gratitude, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.